This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Manuel Lozoya III. Date of birth is February the 21st, 1982. Case ID number is 228-7714. Date of exam 3/8/2022. Duration of examination 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire. COVID-19 status. The claimant has been exposed to COVID-19 and had it in the past. The claimant has had symptoms of fever, cough, shortness of breath, aches and pains, and diarrhea. He has tested positive and has been around other family members and friends that had COVID-19. He has also received two vaccines for COVID-19 in 2021 and has had a booster. Identifying information. This is a 40-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus, high blood pressure, neuropathy, history of kidney cancer, irritable bowel syndrome, history of schizophrenia, depression, and anxiety, and high cholesterol. The claimant is presently unemployed and his last employment date was in December of 2020, where he worked as a healthcare provider for 3 months. He also helped with a children's shelter for 1 year and a homeless shelter for another year. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives with friends in a house, and he is presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that on October the 17th, 2017, he was diagnosed with diabetes mellitus on a routine blood exam. He had also been having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and symptoms of diabetic polyneuropathy. He does have in-organ damage of his eyes and has had been told he does have retinopathy but has had no surgery performed for that. He also has nephropathy secondary to having kidney cancer and has diabetic polyneuropathy with symptoms of burning sensation in his legs and feet. He denies any cardiovascular disease. The claimant does check his blood glucose once a day and states that it usually comes out between 200 and 400. His last hemoglobin A1C was 9.1. At the present time, he is on Humulin 70/30, 40 units sub-Q AM and 20 units sub-Q PM, and Janumet, 100 milligrams / 1,000 milligrams QD. His condition does not appear to be very well controlled. He was diagnosed with insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. The claimant also has diabetic polyneuropathy and is being treated with gabapentin 300 milligrams BID. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that also on a routine medical exam, on October the 17th, 2017, he was diagnosed with hypertension. He denies any chest pain or shortness of breath, but does have frontal headaches that he states radiates in his eyes, especially the left side, along with blurred vision. He denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, and does have nephropathy secondary to having clear cell carcinoma of the kidney. Which appears to be the right kidney, which has been surgically removed. The claimant at this time is on E-Darby, 40 milligrams QD. His blood pressure at this visit was 168 over 112 mmHg. He has been told of his reading and to follow up with his family physician. He states that his blood pressure always comes out at that level and that they've had difficulty in controlling his blood pressure secondary to his kidney disease. Allegation number four, history of right kidney cancer. The claimant states that on October the 17th, 2021, he was diagnosed with stage 2 kidney disease. He went on to have a right nephrectomy on 9/21/2018. And apparently the tumor was well contained within the kidney, and he had a partial nephrectomy and has had no other treatment since that time. He is being observed closely every 6 months for any recurrence of the kidney, of the cancer, but his condition appears to be stable. He was diagnosed with right renal cell carcinoma, clear cell. Allegation number five, irritable bowel syndrome. The claimant states that in 2018, he was diagnosed with irritable bowel syndrome. He states the character of the pain of his abdomen was a gassy, crampy pain located in the mid-abdominal area, which didn't radiate to any other place. He states he would have these episodes that lasted approximately 2 minutes and at least two times per day. The associated symptoms included diarrhea, sometimes 12 times per day, melena, and weakness. He denies any nausea, vomiting, constipation, or hematemesis. The claimant denies losing any weight and states that he's food intolerant to dairy products, spicy foods, and greasy foods. He was diagnosed with irritable bowel syndrome and is presently not being treated with any medications at this time. His condition appears to be stable. Allegation number six, schizophrenia, depression, and anxiety. The claimant states that in January of 2021, he was hospitalized for a suicidal attempt. He states he was having symptoms of sadness, depression, crying spells, increased appetite, and had been on street drugs. He was also having symptoms of hallucinations, severe mood swings, and was somewhat aggressive in his behavior. He was started on hydroxyzine, PAM, 50 milligrams TID, sertraline, 100 milligrams, 2 tablets QD, and quetiapine, 400 milligrams QHS. He has responded very well to these medications and appears to be stable at this time. He is being followed by a psychiatrist, and he looks like he's doing better. Allegation number seven, high cholesterol. The claimant states that in April of 2018. He was diagnosed as having hypercholesterolemia. His cholesterol levels were in the high 200s, and he was placed on lovastatin, 20 milligrams POQD. He denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident. His condition at this time is stable. Limitations. The claimant does have diabetic polyneuropathy, which was diagnosed in May of 2019. He states that he has symptoms of swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile slowly, stand for 45 minutes, climb one flight of stairs, and bend over to pick up clothes. He states he's unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 2 pounds above his head. He is unable to open up a jar top. The claimant has no assistive devices that he uses at this time, and his physician is Dr. Lung. He's presently on gabapentin, 300 milligrams TID, which does give him relief, and he states he does minimal physical activity. Family history. The father is 53. He died of right renal cell carcinoma. He also had hypertension. His mother is diabetic and 75 at this time and appears to be in good health. Medications. Edarbi, 40 milligrams QD for hypertension. Hydroxyzine, PAM, 50 milligrams TID. Sertraline, 100 milligrams, 2 tablets QD. Humulin, 70-30, 40 units sub-Q AM and 20 units sub-Q PM. Quetiapine, 400 milligrams QHS. Janumet, 100 milligrams / 1,000 milligrams QD. And gabapentin, 300 milligrams BID. Medical problems, hypertension, history of clear cell carcinoma, with right-sided nephrectomy in 2018, history of drug abuse with the use of marijuana, cocaine, and crack, and also methamphetamines. Insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, hypercholesterolemia, schizophrenia, depression, anxiety, history of suicidal attempt, irritable bowel syndrome, and diabetic polyneuropathy. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. The claimant has been in rehab secondary to substance abuse. Substance abuse, the claimant has used marijuana, cocaine, crack, and methamphetamine that he states that he would smoke. He denies the use of heroin or any IV drug abuse. The last time he used drugs was January the 4th, 2021. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, or HIV, but states that in 2017 he did have syphilis. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit. Weight, 277 pounds. Height, 5 feet 8 inches. BP 168 over 112 mmHg, heart rate 96 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 43. General, this is a 40-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to the last two sentences in H-E-E-N-T? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision. OD uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/200. Binocular corrected is 20/15. Could you please drop down to abdomen? After the last sentence, there are 3 1-centimeter scattered surgical scars where a laparoscopic nephrectomy was performed to remove the right-sided kidney tumor. The claimant is obese and his abdomen is distended. Could you drop down to skin after the last sentence? The claimant has multiple tattoos. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The third paragraph, the claimant was able to squat and get up on his own, but with some difficulty. Could you drop down to functional capacity? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There's no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is no more grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting and mild fatigue. The claimant does have some limitations in his visual acuity, but no limitations in his visual fields, which have been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment. Secondary to uncontrolled high blood pressure and problems with schizophrenia, depression, and anxiety. Probable diagnoses: diabetes mellitus, dash, insulin dependent, being treated at this time, does not appear to be well controlled. Number 2, high blood pressure / hypertension, being treated at this time, but not well controlled. Blood pressure at the visit was 168/112 mmHg. He has recently been changed to another medication, which is supposed to be stronger to control his blood pressure. Number 3, diabetic neuropathy, dash, being treated at this time, appears to be fairly stable. Number 4, history of right cell carcinoma of the right kidney has been surgically removed, and the claimant is in remission and stable at this time. Number 5, irritable bowel syndrome, stable at this time, not being treated. Number six, schizophrenia / depression / anxiety, being treated at this time, appears to be responding well to the medications. Number 7, hypercholesterolemia, dash, being treated at this time, appears to be well controlled. This is the end of the dictation for a patient by the name of Manuel Lozoya III.